Exhilarated, Champa started thinking about how important it is to explore one's own city. Living in Karachi, most of her friends never ventured that far out. It sounded almost like an adventure. An exposure to such spaces and situations could benefit people's intellect and humor. Champa felt that everyone needed to think more and be more excited about things in general. Even walking in spaces which are designed in an old-fashioned manner have an effect on the subconscious. This was something Champa felt she could be a part of. She started thinking of ways she could get a hold of these culturally important buildings to host events. Maybe she could collaborate with Basil on that.
I'm sure, it sounds beautiful. And I mean, giving like these abandoned buildings an intellectual and emotional property, it really helps in developing people's imaginations, I would say.
Right, so last August we opened our artist in resident Heather Lingui's show, Conurbations, at this abandoned Hum TV studio. Almost in a wreck on the third floor above Art Council, we played with the space, we integrated the artworks with the look of the space. I mean, it was fantastic what you can do with these big venues. Yeah, so we're all about exploring new places. So for Taza Tareen 8, we had our artist Arsalan Nasser. He laid out all his work on the main Seaview Beach, which is the public beach here, right? So that was really nice. We had And then we had Razin Rubin and Arif Bahadri in that same residency, who did the interactive performance pieces on the streets outside Adila Studio in Kashmir College.
As a matter of fact, right now we're running the Taza Tareen 11, which is being hosted at KPI, which is the Karachi Parsi Institute. And it matches directly with the theme of the residency, which is diversity and adversity. And the Zoroastrians and the Parsis are a minority, so the studios over there are just brilliant.
Oh my god, that sounds absolutely incredibly fascinating. But tell me, like, what about the security?
Champa, don't you think you question security of the city a lot? I mean, touch wood. We have never had a bad experience, and the people are pretty gentle and welcoming, always.
That's heartwarming to hear. Like, you really made my evening by telling me that. But you know, I also think it's amazing that you expose the public to this kind of stuff. I mean, just imagine how exciting it must be for them to see the performance art for the first time in their lives. Like, I am sure these people become better humans because of these experiences. Truly build societies. Honestly, I really feel that if we expose people in the lower income areas to art, the crime rate over here will go down.
Champa loved the sound of her own voice, and as she heard herself talk, she started fantasizing about hosting an art festival one day in one of those impoverished areas. She could call in live painters, sculptors, and performance artists. What joy it would bring. She was certain that if she pulled this festival off, she could possibly win a few awards. So she decided to accompany Adila the next time Wasil undertakes an outreach project.
But Johnny's, tell me, do you get additional security?
Oh god.
In all honesty, public places make Champa a little nervous. She was a keen supporter of the existence of public places, but she felt that public spaces should be regulated depending on the amount of cash you were carrying and the weight of jewelry that you were wearing.
Actually, we're not too worried about the security. I mean, we do take necessary precautions and have our support staff with us. At Basil, security concerns have never been an obstacle when it comes to the kind of projects we undertake or, you know, even just invest ourselves in. Even though we're a working group of all girls for the most part. So in 2017 and 16, we did the I Am Karachi Walls of Peace project. I'm not sure if you've seen the walls around the city.
I have.
So yeah, Vasil done those. It was a huge success for us. We worked with painters. We went out on the roads. We visited various locations across the city. We fixed walls, repainted them with paintings and artworks. And
everything was designed by Vasil, just by the way.
Ooh, I mean, we had some designs sent in by participants, really, like, we had all these paintings we put out there, and we worked and interacted closely with the residents of the localities. We spoke to them about their issues, we got their feedback, we got their critique on the new colors. So, I mean, really, like, we never really thought that security was a concern. We were just out there.
So tell me this, you girls went on the roads unaccompanied?
Yeah.
So this could be a performance in itself. I mean, mean, maybe next time when you go out on these roads alone, get a personal photographer with you. He will document your adventures. And you can show that work abroad. You know, Janice, they will love it. They will absolutely love it. Girls roaming the streets in Pakistan alone. You know, so I just went to this talk where they were saying this exact same thing. That everything intelligent you do must be shared on social media. Otherwise, it didn't happen. So what's the point of venturing out of the fence if you're not going to take photographs and put it up on social media? How would people know?
But anyway, this has been an eye-opening experience for us. We've seen a ripple effect of this. Commercial companies have taken it up upon themselves to paint walls around the city with famous monuments and stuff. I mean, instead of the usual graffiti, we're so tired of seeing. And authorities like the Cannes station, they took it upon themselves to install lighting over the walls once we were done.
Oh, wow.
They cleaned up the footpaths and they completely uplifted the area once we were done. And, you know, like, people passing by would stop by to give us critique or just say what we should add to the painting. It was a great feeling being out there and interacting with the public like that.
Wow, yes. I mean, I can imagine. Like, you said it was an eye-opening experience for you. You're opening my eyes right now as we speak. It's amazing. But you know what? Between my friends and my husband's friends, we can all get you products and equipment that you could only dream about.
Really?
It is, yes, absolutely. It is, I mean, you know, like, I believe, like, this is what I truly believe. It is so, so important for the human mind to be always exposed to pretty looking art.